If you have a family or a place that you can call home, it's pretty great, isn't it? Hey there, everybody. It's Zach, and our friend Hope just became a part of the Morrison family. Let's check in with her and see how she's doing as the new youngest member of the Morrisons on today's Down Gilead Lane.
Do you feel different now?
No, I don't think so. Do I look different?
You look happy, that's all.
Yeah. Well, was I a grump before?
Of course not.
Well, not all the time.
Come here, Tim. I'll show you grumpy. Uh-oh. You're my brother now, and I couldn't be mean to my brother.
Enjoy it, Tim. I don't think it will last.
There's true. Hope, this was on the front porch for you.
Oh, a package? Uh-huh. Really? Cool.
Hey, that's not for you. It's for Hope Turner.
Ooh.
Guess you'll have to send it back.
Oh, Mike. Well,
who's it from?
Let's see here. It looks like it's from your Uncle Rob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll, open it later. There's too much going on right now. So, what's going on right now?
Well, I don't know. Lunch, Mary?
Yeah. Now that sounds like a good idea.
There you go.
I could like that.
Yes, my first lunch is a Morrison.
Hey, Brooke, Justin, when do you two need to start packing?
I haven't packed anything yet, but I have a good idea of what I'm taking.
Oh, I can't believe the summer's over already and you and Brooke are going back to school.
I know. It seems like we just got here.
Time flies when you're having fun. No, it sure has been nice having everyone home together.
I know, but to be honest, part of me is excited to get back to school.
Oh, me too. I can do my packing later. It won't take long.
Yeah, I can too. Besides that, our first lunch with a new sister, we don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
John, we do have that one thing to do.
We do? Now?
I think now is a perfect time.
All right. Hope, we have a gift for you.
Presents? Yay! I love presents.
Good, good. Go on, sit down. I'll grab it for you.
Okay.
Hey, Brooke, you want to sit by me?
Yeah.
That's
no.
True.
Computer? No. I wonder what it is.
I hope. This is something very special to all of us, and we hope it's special for you, too.
It's a Bible! But there are big words in the Bible, and I can't...
Oh, honey, open it.
It's just like Miss Grace's big picture Bible, but smaller.
That's right. That's right. We wanted a Bible for you.
What's this say?
On this day, this Bible is presented to Miss Hope Morrison by her family.
And then we each signed it.
And I can read those words, Mom and Dad.
Yes. Now, Hope, we don't want to pressure you.
Oh, you're not. I love it. I love all of it. Mom and Dad.
¿Cómo está usted? Now repeat after me. ¿Cómo está usted?
¿Cómo está usted?
What's that mean?
Hope, I didn't know you were there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I just heard you talking funny.
Oh, well, that's because it's Spanish. I'm practicing my pronunciation.
Your what?
Pronunciation. It's the way you say things. I already know Spanish, but when I speak it, I sound funny to them.
How come?
Well, you know how you can tell someone's from, like, the South because they, have a southern accent?
Yeah, you're good at that.
Well, thanks. Anyway, I'm just practicing for next time I go to Peru.
I'm gonna miss you when you go back to school.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you too, Hope. But hey, you can come visit me and we can write to each other and it might be kind of fun.
Really? Real letters?
Yeah.
Oh, I love getting real mail.
Real mail?
You know, not on the computer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I do too. Hey, don't you have a package to open?
What? Oh, yeah, I'll get to it later. Tell me more about Spanish. Can you teach me some?
Well, sure. That'd be fun. I can teach you some things right now. You'll go into first grade knowing how to say some things in a different language. How does that sound?
Awesome! I'll impress the teacher when we go see my class this week.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay, well, let's start simple. Hello is hola.
Hola.
Yeah, excelente.
I wonder if we'll see Molly and Marcy. I hope so. I'd really like to talk to them. I'm so glad I get to go.
Yeah, it'll be fun. And I hope we get to see them, too. I was glad to hear that they were giving Marcy a second chance to stay in school after, you know, what happened in Mexico.
I hope she learned her lesson. Yeah. Second chances don't come along all the time.
No.
Oh, Brooke, I can't believe the summer's over already. No. I don't know what I'll do around the house without you. It's just not going to be the same. But I know this is going to be a good year for you.
Oh, I'm excited about it, Mom. At least I know what to expect now. And it's really good to know I can always come home and find you here.
Oh, hey, Brooke.
Honey, that reminds me. Have you heard anything about how Caleb's doing?
Oh, yeah. He's hitching a ride with the Taylors when they take Luke back.
Ah, so he's going back to school?
Yeah.
Wow. With all the stuff going on.
I know. But his dad said he wants Caleb to go back. You know, keep doing what he needs to do. I guess Caleb was really confused about it for a while, but then his dad pointed out that there really was nothing he could do staying here in Coleraine and just, you know, waiting.
That's a good point.
Still, that's tough. I'm glad I'm not in his place.
It just reminds us to pray for Caleb. That's a situation that only God can handle. All right. So, Brooke, you got everything?
Oh.
Looks like she has everything but the kitchen sink.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Yeah.
Nope. I think the kitchen sink is right there, Mike. See, just behind the back seat next to her 15 suitcases.
Hey, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. When you guys go off to college, I'll remember this.
Good. You'll see how we men pack lightly.
Oh. Yeah, right. Ooh. Have you seen Justin's stuff?
Hey, now, I have a lot of equipment I'm taking back this time.
Computers don't
count. Sure.
Hey, everyone, now we've got to get going or we're going to be late to check into the dorm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Justin, don't forget that the open house at Hope School is tonight. We need you to check in with the teacher and let her know that we'll schedule a meeting with her when we get back.
Yeah. Got it, Mom. Drive safe.
All right. We'll call you when we get there, gang.
Oh, love you guys.
Tim, Hope, you listen to Justin. He is in charge.
Got it.
All right.
Love you guys.
All
right.
See you guys later. Drive
safe. Take care of each other.
This is so cool. I'm one of the big kids now. First grade.
Yes, you are.
What's your favorite memory of first grade, Justin?
Well, I don't really remember much about first grade, but I can tell you my favorite memory of all my years at school.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Okay, I will. But right now, I think we're just about there. The map said your room is right around this corner.
Yeah, here it is. Mrs. Gillis. She sounds fishy, you know? Like gills.
Yeah, I guess you could say that her name sounds fishy, but I wouldn't go telling your teacher that she's fishy.
Yeah, not a good first impression.
Hello, I'm Ms. Gillis.
Hi, I'm Hope.
Hope, yes. I've been looking forward to meeting you.
You have? Really? Must have heard about the Morrisons, huh?
Morrisons. No.
What? Everyone's heard of the Morrisons.
Hope?
I'm a bit confused. Are you Hope Turner?
No, I'm not.
Oh, then you must have the wrong room. Can I help you find where you need to be?
No, this is my class, but you've got my name wrong.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I'm sorry. I guess it is a bit confusing. This is Hope Turner, and she is in your class, but our family's just adopted her, so her name has changed. She's Hope Morrison now.
Oh, I see. Now I understand. Well, Hope, I can't officially change your name on the school records, but if your parents are planning on getting that done, we can go ahead and make some changes to your name on your folders and on your desk. How does that sound?
Great.
So, what is your new name?
Morrison. Hope Morrison. Like the mayor.
Oh, really? I'm new here to town, so I'm still learning.
Really? So you don't know anything about the Morrisons?
No, I'm afraid I don't. But since you're in my class, you can teach me. How does that sound?
Okay, I guess.
Hey, Hope, what's up?
Nothing. Just came up here to see what you were doing.
I'm packing up some of my stuff for school.
I don't want you to go. I didn't want Brooke to go either.
I know. It's tough, but we'll be home for breaks and...
I know. I talked to Brooke about all this, too. She even said she'd send me real mail. You know, like in the mailbox.
Well, I can do that too if you want. You'll get lots of mail.
That's awesome. Yes!
So, Hope, what do you think of your new teacher?
She's all right.
She seemed really nice.
But she didn't even know who the Morrisons are.
Oh, what's that have to do with being a teacher?
I'm signed up under the wrong name. It's like the old me. I'm Hope Morrison now. That should mean something new.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, being more Morrison. And everyone should know I'm a Morrison.
Okay, well, everyone will know you're a Morrison when Mom and Dad get your name changed on the school records. You're still Hope Morrison.
Yeah, well. Oh, hey, what was your favorite memory of school that you were going to tell me about?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, my favorite memory would definitely be the time I skipped two whole grades.
No way!
Yes way. I went straight from high school to college without going to two whole grades.
That's so cool! That's an awesome Morrison story. So Morrisons are really smart. Nice. So tell me more. Were you scared? What was it like? What were you like?
Okay, well, when I was in third grade...
Check this out.
Okay.
Hope, that's awesome!
Very nice. That's tough to do. Keep practicing and you can be the second trophy-winning Morrison in the house.
Yes, that would rock, Michael. You are awesome.
Why are you calling me Michael all of a sudden?
Oh, no reason.
Okay.
So how's that?
Excellent.
Timothy, what time is it?
Timothy?
Yes, what time is it, please?
3:30.
Bunzimo!
What's that?
It means good in Spanish. Brooke taught it to me.
Oh. Bunzimo? Really? I thought it was bueno.
No, bunzimo. And bad is, nettosimo.
What?
Seriously, isn't it neat? Learning another language is great. I can talk, and you guys have no idea what I'm saying.
Well, you got that part right.
Oh, I can't believe school starts tomorrow.
And we're going to be meeting people from another country, too.
Oh, that's the best part of the day. Seriously.
This sister city program with Seychelles is amazing. I mean, I never even knew there was a country so small.
Yeah.
And now we get to meet people from there.
And I'll get to talk to them.
Yeah, we all will.
No, I mean, they'll understand me. I speak their language.
Oh, you do?
Of course. I taught myself from some of that stuff we got from the library when we started the sister program.
I didn't think you could read.
Reading? That's no big deal. I got that covered.
And are you ready for school tomorrow?
Oh, yes. I can't wait.
To be home to the jellyfish tree.
Mayor Morrison, Hope School is on line one.
Oh? Oh, all right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Hello, John Morrison.
Mr. Morrison, this is Ms. Gillis. I'm Hope's teacher.
Yes, Ms. Gillis. I'm sorry that my wife and I weren't able to meet you at the open house. We were in the process of taking our eldest back to college.
Yes, your son Justin explained that to me. I'm looking forward to meeting both you and your wife. But that isn't why I called.
Oh, all right, how can I help you?
Mr. Morrison, I'm calling because we're concerned about Hope. Is she all right?
All right, what do you mean?
I know you're very busy with this group of people that are coming from Seychelles, and we understand if you decided to keep Hope with you to experience this amazing event, but...
Miss Gillis, I'm a little confused here. Are you telling me that Hope didn't make it to school today?
Yes, Mr. Morrison, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'll give my wife a call and see what's up.
Excuse me, Mr. Morrison, but we already tried your home, and we didn't get an answer. That's why we thought it best to contact you at work.
I'll find Mary and be right over. Thank you, Miss Gillis. Elizabeth, I've got to leave for a few minutes.
What? But the... Everyone's coming. Yeah. They'll be here any minute.
All right, I understand that, but right now something big has come up, and I'm going to need your assistance in keeping everyone entertained for a little while, all right?
Is everything all right?
Well, no. It seems that Hope didn't show up at school today.
Oh, no.
I know she was supposed to be there. And for some reason, Mary's not answering the phone, so I gotta...
You go. I'll stall them.
Maybe give them a tour of Coleraine's historical landmarks or something.
Good, good. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Let me know if you need anything else.
Thanks.
Hello, I'm John Morrison.
Oh, Mr. Morrison, thank you for coming down. We found Hope.
Oh, good. Where was she?
Well, she was in the building, just the wrong class. Maybe it would be best for Hope to explain it to you herself. Hope, your father's here.
Listen, Hope, I'm sorry we weren't able to come with you to the open house the other night and make sure everything was squared away. It's understandable how you could accidentally end up in the third grade class by accident. It was an accident, right?
Well, why can't I be in third grade? Justin skipped two whole grades.
Because Justin's situation was different, sweetheart. You see, he studied hard and worked until he could skip the grades. You're not ready for third grade yet, Hope.
Maybe Hope Turner wasn't, but Hope Morrison's ready to be a third grader. The teacher laughed. She thought it was a great idea.
Oh, yeah, she liked your creativity. That doesn't mean that the idea was a good one. Now, it's not a good idea to jump too far ahead of what you're ready for, Morrison or not.
God says we're supposed to jump ahead.
He does?
Yes, I remember it. God told Moses, jump ahead and, cross that river 77 times.
I don't remember Moses in the Bible.
Oh, he's there. I found him the other night in the Bible you gave me. He's the one who rode the horse into the mountain of bread and fish and parted it.
Hope, I think I'm sorry, honey, can you hold that thought? Hello? Yes, Mary. We've got her. Where were you? Yeah, it's hard to get cell service in that part of town still. No, she's fine. She's fine. I'll explain it to you when we get home. I'm taking her to the office now, and we'll see you for dinner with the delegates as planned, okay? All right. Thanks, sweetheart. Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, now, Hope.
I know. Hold that thought. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you. Hello? Elizabeth?
Yes.
It's wonderful to have you here in our country. I hope you had a nice tour of Coleraine with Elizabeth.
Yes, thank you very much. We enjoy seeing your beautiful city. It is a perfect city to join with our sister city program. We think that you will like our capital city, Victoria, very much.
Ah, yes, I'm sure I will.
Hello.
Oh, hello. This is my daughter, Hope.
Hello, bonjour. That is how we say it where I live.
Bonjour.
That's very good.
Oh, I can speak lots of languages. Yours too. Parlez-vous français?
That's close.
I learned all about your language. I taught myself when my sister was studying Peruvianese. That's what we do, you know. Morrisons learn other languages and travel to other countries.
Oh, they do.
Excuse me. Maybe I should explain a few things. Hope is new to our family. We just adopted her, and she's still getting used to being a Morrison.
I'm a great Morrison. I even have my own Bible. And I know all the Bible stories. And I skipped two whole grades in school just this morning.
Oh, dear.
I think that is wonderful. Maybe you can tell me a little more about what it's like to be a Morrison as we dance together this evening.
Sure.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, yes. Your daughter is a delight. She has a wonderful imagination.
Oh.
I look forward to getting to know all of you better.
Oh, no, and thank you. And my whole family is looking forward to meeting you and your delegation. Shall we head out to dinner?
Indeed.
Wonderful. Now this way.
What a day. I am wiped out.
Me too. That first day of school can be rough.
You can say that again. They put me in the wrong grade.
All right.
About that, Hope. Let's have a talk. Haley, can you check the messages? The light is blinking on the machine.
Sure.
Hope, we need to talk about your class at school, but more than that, this Morrison thing. You know...
Hey, everyone, it's Rob. I'm sorry I missed you. I wanted to talk to Hope and see if she got my package. I'll try to call back around 7 your time and see what she thought. Hope to catch you then. Hey, if not, we'll try for another day. Bye.
Hope, that's so cool. You're going to get to talk to someone in another country.
Yeah, on the same day you met people from a different country.
Yeah.
Hope, is something wrong, honey?
No.
Have you opened the box from your Uncle Rob yet?
No.
Well, why not?
It's not for me.
What? Wait a minute. Where's the box?
It's on the table in the hall. I'll go get it.
Oh, thanks.
What do you mean it's not for you? It's got your name right on it, huh?
Yeah, what? Oh, here. Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
See, Hope? And if you... Oh, wait a minute. Hope, do you think that this box isn't for you because it says Hope Turner?
Exactly. That's not my name anymore. I'm Hope Morrison. I can't open that box.
Just because it's written to Hope Turner doesn't mean it's not yours now. Hope, did we love you a month ago?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were you Hope Morrison then?
No.
Right.
Hope, we loved you when we met you. Before we even knew that you would someday be Hope Morrison. Oh, honey, you fit our home exactly the way you are.
So you don't need to change anything to be Hope Morrison. Just be you. You are what fits our family. You don't need to be anyone else. Just you.
There are some verses in the Bible about that in Corinthians. They're about the different roles that people have in the body of Christ.
The what? Like, what?
Yeah. It talks about how the church is like a big body. There are hands and toes and fingers and noses and how they all work together to make one body. And each one is important. Well, the Morrisons are the same way. Everyone is important. And we all have different roles to play in the family. Daughters and sons and sisters and brothers.
What
and
am I?
Excuse me?
Am I a nose or an eye or something?
I'll have to think about that.
Pick me, pick me.
What?
Nose. Get it? Pick me.
Oh.
That was just gross, Tim.
But you laughed.
A little.
Yeah, so, Hope. You have an important role in this family, no matter what your name is or was. And you're always going to have Hope Turner as a part of your life, just like you'll always have Hope Morrison as a part of your life. And someday, if you get married, you'll have still another new name, and you'll still be Hope Morrison. Now, do you understand? The person that you are is not in your name. We love you just the way you are.
Now, what are we going to do about Uncle Rob and that package?
Presents. I'll open it right now.
Hello? Yeah, Rob. She's right here. If you can give her just a second or two. How are you? Good. 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 Glad to hear it.
Oh, Uncle Rob.
Everything's good
it's
here,
beautiful.
Too.
It's beautiful. Oh, can I talk to him now, please?
Here she is, Rob.
Wait. I'll go take it upstairs.
So, Hope, how are you? Officially a Morrison now?
Well, yeah. We went to court and did it last week.
That's great, Hope. I'm so happy for you.
You are?
Well, of course I am. This is wonderful, Hope. The Morrisons are the family that you really need. And I'm so thankful that you've got them.
Well, I thought maybe it would be weird for us, you know.
Never. I like the Morrisons. And I love you, Hope. Did you get your package?
Yeah, I didn't open it until today, though.
Was there something wrong?
No, I mean, well, it was sent to Hope Turner, and I'm Hope Morrison now.
Oh, it was? Oh, I'm so sorry. I must have done it just without thinking. I was in a hurry to get it out to you, and I'm sorry, Hope. But you said you opened it?
Yeah, and it was awesome. I've never seen a necklace so pretty. It's so beautiful.
I'm glad you liked it.
But I have a question. What's all over it?
Well, it's a really neat story. It's called a cartouche. They're all over the place over here. Now, those symbols all over it, those are hieroglyphics. Do you know what those are?
No.
It's the writing used by the ancient Egyptians. They used to use pictures for their writing. So those pictures, they spell out words.
You mean each picture's like a letter?
Yes. Now, usually, they do the hieroglyphics on one side and the English on the other side, so you know what it says. But I couldn't do that with yours.
You couldn't?
No, I would have had to send you two. In fact, the man said it was one of the hardest he'd ever made before.
It was? You had it special made just for me?
Of course I did.
So, what's it say?
It's your name. The side with the four pictures, that's Hope. And the other side says Morrison.
Oh, Uncle Rob, it's perfect. Just perfect. Hope Morrison. I can't believe it.
I'm so glad, Hope. Because you know what? That's what I wanted to celebrate. You and the Morrisons being a perfect fit.
Oh, Hope. She thought she had to be someone different when she took on a new last name, but all she had to do was be herself, right? It's hard trying something new, and joining a new family would be especially hard. But now I think Hope's going to be okay, just as long as she remembers that being a Morrison doesn't mean you have to be someone different. You know, this makes me think a lot about what it means to be a part of God's family. See, what's so great about accepting Jesus as your Savior is that it means you get to be a part of a huge family that loves and accepts you no matter what. And God, our perfect Father, doesn't need you to be perfect in order to be loved and to be a child of His. You just have to be who He made you to be and do it the best you can. It's like Mr. Morrison said in today's episode, we're not all supposed to be the same nose or eye or ear in Jesus' body. We all have these different special assignments in this world, and our job is to live this special life to the fullest, with God helping us along the way. Isn't that great? Well, today's episode, A Hope by Any Other Name, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Austin Rusthofer. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer, and I'm Zach, inviting you back next time for another walk down Gilead Lane.